Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day. In a few minutes your way, we're on Pesachim 30, talking about the flavor again. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, said, in the case of a wooden mixing spoon, one purges it in boiling water and in a primary vessel. The Gemara remarks, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, rules this way because he holds it in the manner that it absorbs the flavor, so does it expel it. Some explain that this mixing spoon is used to stir the pot after it has been removed from the flame, the notes point out. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, teaches us the spoon needs to be purged only in a primary vessel that has been removed from the flame. Alternatively, he teaches us that it must be purged in a primary vessel that is still on the flame, either because this is the sole method of purging the utensil that absorbed through any primary vessel, or because the spoon is sometimes used even while the pot is still on the flame. See Rabbi Nadav to discuss these and other explanations of Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, is ruling at length. But the point being to focus on is that in the manner that it absorbs the flavor, so does it expel it. And it's always good to review an idea, but this is taking it a little bit differently than a couple weeks ago. In our lives, what are we absorbing into our neshamas, into our lives? And what are we expelling back into society, back into other people's lives? What do we find most important? What do we make time for? What are we involved with that is absorbed in our neshamot, that is absorbed in our lives? We see what people care about by what they make time for. If someone is sitting on the day, couch potatoing, binge watching TV for hours upon hours, that's what he's absorbing into his life? That's what he's involved with? Or someone that's involved, that has a family, that has a spouse, and is still involved in Torah, still involved in Shiurim, still involved in books and projects and the like, that's what should be absorbed into their life. Our life should be a life full of the absorption of Torah, full of the absorption of Chesed, full of the absorption of doing as many mitzvahs as we can. And what we should expel back into society, what we should expel back into life, and into the world is things that are of the Kiddush Hashem nature, sanctifying God's name, doing good things, being a morally upright citizen through the use of the Torah and the mitzvot. We want to make sure what we absorb is fantastic, and the flavor of our lives will be fantastic as well. And so too, when we expel things back into the world, it's fantastic through the prism of Torah, Chesed, and Mitzvos within all of our days. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 31 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.